Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Frolics. Welcome, everybody. Round the world, Inner Sight. Oh, we got a good show for you tonight. Jimmy Dinigan will be here later on. And I'll tell you how he was the teacher for, 15, 20 minutes. Anyway, tell you about that. Lauren Hardy's skit coming up with the lying swab. You heard about the swab that they had to recall? Well, we'll tell you the true story behind it. Yeah. And the Honeymooners. I don't know where my music is. Where's the engineer? Where's the music?
Boy,
you could never get a job in a big show. All right, Inner Sight.
It repeated my number. It was weird.
Around the world.
I don't know why it did that on the board. It gave me two of my number. It was weird. I called in, but I had two of me. How do I know which is me?
We don't need to hear all that.
I just wanted to know who was me.
I have here the solution to all our problems. What is that, Rob? In this bottle, there is $1 million.
There you go.
$1 million? Wait a minute. Do you mind if I have a slug of that? No. You can't get the money that way. You got to use it. Well, it looks like plain old water to me. But it's not plain old water. Well, what is it? It's a hair restorer. Hair restorer? Yeah. I got it off a guy for $5. He wanted to get rid of it. He couldn't deal with it anymore. Wanted to get rid of it? Well, did you make you all that money? Why did he want to get rid of it? He's just a lazy bum. I met him on a park bench. Park bench. Well, what are you going to do with it, Rob? Well, you see, now I got a great idea. What's the big thing today? Everybody wants to look good. Everybody wants to have a full head of hair. See? Yeah. Well, the fella comes over here in a little while. He's one of the big shots at the bus company. Yeah. And, he doesn't like the way his hair is. He wants to change it. He's going bald, see. Ralph, how do you use this stuff? I mean, you got any instructions? Sure, I got the instructions right here. The guy who sold it to me gave me this paper with it, see. Now...
Uh-huh.
Hot towel on the head. That's the first thing you do, see?
Oh.
Hot towel on the head. Oh, stop that. And now, wait a minute. I think I hear the door. Come on in. Oh, hello there, Mr. Smith. Thanks for coming by. Well, I haven't got much time, you know, and I'm very busy down at the bus company, and what is this all about, Crandon? Well, you see, I want to do you a big favor, see. I want your hair to look really good. I mean, Just look at it right now. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. See, Ralph wants to help you out. Hey, you look at it right now. You look like a dirty bum. No. Shut up. So I have here one of the greatest inventions since time. What is that? It looks like plain old water. No, it's a hair restorer. Now, I took the liberty of heating up this towel. See, now put this over your head. Well, I don't know. Come on, don't worry about it. It's guaranteed, pal. Put it over your head. All right. There you are. Now, just relax. See, sit down. Here you are. You want to read the newspaper? Let's see what it says here. Don't go bald. Your wife will hate you. Well, give me that. Never mind that, Mr. Smith. Just don't worry about it. You're not going to go bald. Now, does your head feel nice and warm? Oh, yeah. All right, now, I put on the magic hair restorer. Zip, 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 zip. Oh, that stuff. Oh, it's tingling. It feels like it's burning my scalp. Well, that's how it works, see? Tingles all over, gives you the warm sensation. That's right. That formula is formulated to posiculate the inner inhibitions of the scalp that makes the hair grow.
Uh-oh.
How did you know that? Well, you know, where I work down the sewer, there's a health spa right upstairs. Oh, shut up. Now, just let that seep in there. And now we have the other ingredient that we wipe it off with, see? Phew, boy, that stuff really smells powerful. Well, that's the idea of it, pal, see? It's got to have the smell to manipulate the unwanted hair. Unwanted hairs? Yeah. Now, just let it seep in there and rub it aside our brush it. See, we got a special brush here. There you are. Now, in the next 5 minutes, you'll be amazed of the beautiful head of hair that you're going to have. You mean it works that fast? Well, sure it does. I don't know. It feels really weird on my head. Well, now, wait a minute. Here you are. Yeah. Well, go in the next room and there's a mirror in there. See how you look. Well, all right. Yeah, go ahead. Just don't worry about it. Ralph knows what he's doing. Good. Ralph, I'll see you later. I think I'm going to move to Mexico. Look what you did to my hair. You ruined it. You completely ruined my hair. And now my head hurts. Well, don't worry about it, Mr. Smith. You'll never have to worry about how your hair is going to look again. What do you mean? You haven't got any. Get out.
I had a feeling it was
going to
be that.
The hair restorer. What is that noise in the background?
I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know.
Sounds like somebody's pedaling a wagon back there. What is that?
I don't know.
We got,
what are you talking about? What?
We got
pedaling
Jimmy Dinigan coming up. You know, when I was a kid, I don't know if they ever did this in your school or your class, but once a month, one of the students could get to see what it's like as a teacher for about a half an hour up in front of the class, see, and this month it was Jimmy's turn.
Oh no.
You know, and I could tell that Miss Ma was kind of reluctant, you know, to have Jimmy teach the class, you know. She would give us a full command. She would go outside, but I always had the feeling we couldn't see her. I always had the feeling that she was peeping in through the window. We had windows in the doors, you know. And she was looking in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we come in I forget what they called this. They had a name for it. Make-believe teacher.
Make-believe teacher?
Make-believe teacher. And Miss Ma announces, today is make-believe teacher day, and we're going to have Jimmy Dinigan show you how to be a teacher.
Oh, my.
And Janie goes, Miss Ma, do you mind if I go home now? Janie, keep still.
Yeah. Mind if I go home?
So, so she calls up Dinigan in front of the class. All right now, Jimmy. Now, you know how you know about the lessons. You got your Braille slate. You got your arithmetic slate. You got now just, you know, make up anything you want as long as it's... You do it in the right way. Oh, don't worry, Miss Ma. I got the whole thing. I've been rehearsing all night. Yeah, I didn't sleep good. I got all excited. All right, all right. So she goes out. Click, closes the door. Jimmy's up there. Hello, everybody. I'm Mr. Dinigan. Mr. Dinigan, you mean Jimmy? Janie. Mr. Dinigan. That's what you're supposed to call a teacher, Mr. Dinigan, see? Now, for the first lesson, I want everybody to stand up. We have to stand up? Yeah, stand up and repeat after me.
Uh-oh.
Pale ginger ale. Oh, no, pale ginger ale, 5 cents a glass. If you don't like it, you know what to do with it. The teacher can't curse,
you
know.
Oh, say it that time.
Yeah, because the teacher can't curse. Teacher's not allowed to curse. Well, that's not the way you say it when you're not the teacher. Why, don't worry about that. Now, take out your Braille slate, and we're going to do spelling.
No.
I want you to write down your favorite word.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my favorite word? Yeah, Janie. Come on, Kenneth. You write down it. Joel, stop tapping on the table. We don't do that in school. Don't do that, Joel. You're not a horse. You're a man.
All right, I wrote down my favorite word, Jimmy.
Now, what does it say?
Get rid of the stupid teacher.
What? What kind of a... That's not a word. That's a whole sentence.
Well, I wanted to show you how smart I was.
Yeah, never mind that. Anyway. All right, Joe, you got a favorite word? What's your favorite word?
Drum.
Drum? Gee, I hope you don't become a bum with a drum.
I'm not a bum.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. I'm not a bum. I'm a very intelligent boy. I'm going to college, you know.
Yeah, well, I hope you don't go in the front door and out the back door. You go right through college, you know.
Never mind that. What do you think you are, a wise guy?
Now, I'm the teacher now. You can't talk like that to the teacher. You got to call me Mr. Dinigan.
Mr. Dinigan?
I don't know about that. You're just a plain old Jimmy with that stupid saying about pale ginger ale.
Oh, yeah, but you can't. How do you say that, Joe? You know it?
Pale ginger ale, 5 cents a glass. If you don't like it, show it up your ass.
You said that?
Hey, you're not supposed to curse in school. What's the matter with you? All right, that's it for the spelling now. Now get out your arithmetic slate.
So Janie, Janie couldn't find her slate.
He had it.
She lost her slate. And Jimmy says,
all right, Janie, where's your arithmetic slate? I want you to do an example.
Uh-oh.
I don't know where my slate is, Jimmy. I mean, Mr. Dinnigan. I lost my slate. What am I going to do?
What kind of a moron? I mean, Janie, now, don't worry about it. Here, can you use my slate?
Oh, no, I can't use your slate.
Why not?
I don't want to get your germs. There's germs all over the slate, Mr. Dinnigan.
Germs? I got no germs on my slate. I wash my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the best behaved student in the class, I'm going to give you a prize.
Yeah.
A prize? What did we get?
Well, I can't tell you that because it's a surprise, see?
Wow.
And at that point,
now what do you do?
Miss Ma busts in. Says, all right, Jimmy, all right, that's enough. Fine and finish it. I got to give him the prize.
What prize?
The prize. I promised him a prize. And Miss Ma, I was good. I did pale ginger ale, but I didn't say the bad word because I'm the teacher. Yeah, yeah. All right, Jimmy. What is this about a prize? Yeah, well, the prize is we all... The prize is we all got to vote whether we want Miss Ma the teacher.
What? What kind of
what?
A prize is that?
Yeah.
And everybody freaked out.
Yeah.
They didn't want to vote.
Right, because they like
that. How do you like that one? Jimmy wanted to take a vote. To
That's
see who wanted to keep Miss Ma.
Oh, goodness.
And he insisted
he
it's the
article.
American way. Oh, and then when he got back to his seat, he did one more thing. I'll give you one guess.
He sang this song.
Yeah.
Pale ginger ale, five cents a glass. If you don't like it, jump it up your ass.
He had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't get away without doing it in the right way.
That's right. Crazy
dinner. But that was fun when one of us became the teacher. You know?
It was fun. What did you do?
And I had my turn. Oh, you know what I did? I made believe that I was a cowboy.
A cowboy?
All right, you varmints. Now I'm going to learn you good. You know, something like that.
You're going to learn me good. That's cool.
And, I don't know, Janie kind of liked that. All right, in a sight.
Cool.
Give me the, you got any philosopher music?
Yes, we do.
Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, by the way.
You want me to put on the philosopher or you wait?
Give me that philosopher.
Here we come.
Louie will be here later. We got Lauren Hardy with the Swab Liar. Oh, let me hear it again. I love it.
You love it? Okay, here it comes.
Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher coming to you live from my broken wheelchair. Yeah. Because the government is too cheap to make it right.
That's right.
Because they don't care about us. And how come it's coming up is the anniversary of the Americans with Disability Act? Now,
yep, 25th.
How come the Americans Disability Act doesn't protect you when they give you a wheelchair that gets caught in the rain and start throwing out sparks? I mean, that would be wonderful on the 4th of July, but other than that, who needs
it? That's right.
Then you go through a big snow pile, and the snow gets all up in the electrical wires and everything, and you're stuck there because you can't move because the wires and the switches got all wet.
Yeah.
What do you do then?
Yeah, right.
Push. Get somebody to push. Yeah. Well, they ought to make them right. Did you hear the latest fan on the news? Yeah.
What?
All these, you got about 3-4 billionaires now. And, they're building spaceships. They're all going to launch a spaceship. And one guy got mad at the other guy because he was going to launch his spaceship the same week as the other guy. I forget their names, but what a thing. Now they're all fighting whose spaceship is going to go up first.
One's Elon.
And the other day, did you hear that? Did you hear it the other day how one guy sent up a spaceship and another guy's spaceship got in the way of the first spaceship? What a mess. And these guys are spending all this money.
Yeah.
They're billionaires. What do they care?
Yeah,
I wonder how many people are ripping them off and giving them false information and taking their money.
That's true.
Besides, they're right. For fooling around with outer space, they're going to cause trouble. All the people that need help, and they're messing around with space with all that money. What's this world coming to?
A space cadet.
All right, Inner Sight and the Philosopher. And hey, brought to you by the Nobody Stops on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, animal food.
Animal food?
Want to feed your pet.
What kind of animal?
All kinds of animals. All right. call Gary, 631-484-3085. All right. Any Realty. Islip, New York. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info? Get a hold of Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. And by the way, pick up the local Suffolk County News. You can probably get it online. Picture of yours truly in there with my Akita guide dog. And how the ADA didn't do a thing to help me get her. Or anybody. Doesn't help anybody get a guide dog.
Capital O. I'm sorry.
All right. Sounds like a robot over there.
Yeah.
All right, inner sight around the world. All the beautiful children, watch out for them, take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child. Little Tommy, Avante, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, all the others. Inner sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. In fact, that's the headline on the article.
Oh.
Yeah, check it out. Suffolk News and the Islip Bulletin. We're in two papers.
Mm.
All right. Let's see, who else we got? Bahamonde. Oh, boy, the judges want to get rid of him.
No, he's a good guy. You know that.
They want to get rid of him. That's why he either wins, loses, or draws.
Draws? What, a picture?
Anyway. Inner sight. And Bahamonde, 516-783-9662, questions on civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what else we got? Oh, by the way, we need some new sponsors. Anybody out there want to be a part of Inner Sight? See?
Yeah.
We might be able to get you in the paper. We'll advertise you. Certainly advertise you on the show.
You got somebody.
All right. Get the Inner Sight news on the website.
Yeah.
InnerSight.info. Yeah, you can see all about us on there.
There's more.
All right.
Forgot
don't forget
somebody.
About the... what? What are you mumbling
you
about?
Forgot somebody.
Forgot somebody?
Yes, you do.
What do you mean I forgot somebody?
Angela.
What are you talking about?
Angela.
What?
Angela. Able
Angela.
Able Angela.
What about Able Angela?
You forgot to introduce me so I could say the Able.
I didn't get to that yet.
You didn't get to that yet?
All right. In a sight, some of our friends, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Toro Law Center, Sunset Restaurant, Islip Cleaners Local. Some of the people who have helped us in the past and some who I'm sure will help us going forward. All right, Inner Sight. And we hope you read the Able News. Oh, by the way, send the, you know what you should do? You want to do something? Send the Able News the article. Maybe they'll reprint it.
Oh, that's a good idea. All right. I'll see if I have
her
email.
Put it on their email or whatever way you can send it. All right, go ahead. Able News. Now, where are you?
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by experts, and a calendar of events. Also, they have personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section that buys and sells items, and various informative ads that they have by, experts that make those ads. And also they have, the free subscription that you can get, and it's online. Just visit ablenews.com. And you can get that subscription. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight. Don't forget to sign the petition. If you don't sign it, I'm coming after you.
Uh-oh.
And I'm bringing some help. All right. Inner Sight, the nursing home petition and the service dog up there at change.org. Check them out.
Yes, please.
All right. We got Lauren Hardy coming up.
Yeah.
Louie will be here.
Yeah, I know he will be.
And whatever else. In between, maybe we'll get a phone call or two. Give me some Lauren Hardy music.
Okay, hang on. Oh, come on.
I have
to be there in a second.
Inner Sight Live.
Yeah, no, hold on.
Don't forget, we're on television. Thursday night, 7:30, Altice, Channel 20, Long Island.
We have some callers when you get a chance.
On earth is this world coming to? Well, what's the matter, Ollie? Look at what it says here in the paper. Well, what does it say? It says that the swab up your nose had to be recalled. Recalled? Where did they call it to? What do you mean, where did they call it? Who called it? Was it called on the telephone? No. It wasn't called on the telephone. It was called by the FSA. FSA, what does that stand for? I can't tell you. But why not? Because I promised my mother I'd never curse. Oh,
uh-oh.
It's that bad, eh? Pretty bad. Well, now, wait a minute. What happened? Well, they said that people that got swabbed got the wrong information.
Mm-mm.
Is that what... You mean to tell me if you went down there for the test and they swabbed you, they didn't tell you the truth? Because swab lied.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. What's the matter, Stanley? Well, I wonder if my swab lied.
Uh-oh.
Your swab? I didn't know you got the swab. Well, I did. I went down to the corner, and there was a big fella there standing with a white coat. And he says, come over here, I want to swab you. I said, what? I said, I don't believe in that stuff. He said, no, I'm going to check you to see if you have the hackacora.
Hackacora?
And he did.
Yeah, he did.
He told me I didn't have it.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know what that means. Well, what's that mean, Ollie? That means you probably did have it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I don't want to get the hackacora. I have to get the hackacora. I've got to get the biting buzzard to help me.
Uh-oh.
The biting buzzard? Well, how's the biting buzzard going to help you? Well, the biting buzzard has a beak full of oil of oregano. What are you talking? See, when the biting buzzard bites you, you get an oil of oregano injection.
Mm-hmm.
Oil of oregano. Well, come on, we better go down and see the health department. The health department.
Uh-uh.
I don't want to go there. They're the cause of the whole thing. We have to get you checked to see if you were negative or positive. Well, why don't I just go to the North Pole and take my choice? Get over here. Now let me do the talking. Oh, hello, sir. We're here because the swab was wrong. What? What do you mean the swab was wrong? The swab is never wrong. But they said it. They said it on the news. I heard it myself, and he said it. And the news is wrong, but the swab is right. Oh, now wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. Well, of course it doesn't. Who said we made any sense? We're the health department. The health department doesn't make sense. If the health department made sense, nobody would get sick, and we wouldn't make any money. Did you hear what he said, Ollie? I heard what he said. The whole thing is what they call a scam. How dare you call me a scam? Oh, not you, sir, but the health department, the system that runs it.
Oh.
How can the swab be wrong and then be right and the news is wrong?
Oh.
It doesn't make any sense. Well, we like it that way. Well, why is that? Because then the person will go to the hospital, and the hospital will make the money, and we'll get our cut. Now get out of here. That's about the size of it, isn't it? Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, inner sight. You know, that confusing skit we just did, well, that's how it is in reality.
That is.
Confused.
No.
You don't know what to believe and what not to believe.
That's true.
You can believe the biting buzzard with the oil of oregano, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
All right, inner sight. Around the world. Who we got? Got anybody on the line? 213-816.
Yeah.
1650.
It looks like a lot of people are waiting. We've got a possibility to be somebody that I remember the phone number, but I don't. But I'm thinking it might be associated with Carolyn, but I'm not sure. But I know the phone number. That it's somebody that we know.
A possibility
know,
of a call? Do we have a call or don't we?
We have a call. We have three calls.
We have anybody in the
queue
who
wants
to call?
And they all want to speak with us. Okay, and we also have Louie, and we have Maureen, and we have possibly Carolyn.
All right, let's take a phone call.
And who would you like to take first?
Well, I'll take the possibly. And hope that it's a person and not an animal. I'd rather have an animal.
Hello?
Put him through. Inner sight, hello.
Hey, guys.
You?
Oh, he called from another number. How you
Are
doing?
Are you there?
I don't know. No. My phone's wacky.
Oh, yeah, it's Danny.
Danny, yeah. I said I knew the number, but I
What's
didn't know
up?
Who it was from. Hey, Danny.
Regina, we're in the process of getting that document. And
oh, good.
He definitely wants me to come up within the next few weeks. So I'm doing that.
Okay.
That's a long time. So you talk to her?
Yes, Yeah, she said she had no phone.
Yeah. What about her condominium? She say anything about it?
Yeah. Nothing about the condo, but what I'm thinking of helping. I'm thinking of.
So she's still up. She's still in there, right?
And Frank, it's a nightmare. Whenever I try to get her, they're like, oh no, she isn't available, oh no. Like, I know she is, but they're just trying to put me off. And if they put me off too much, there's gonna be some fireworks that I'm gonna start. And she knows what I'm talking about.
All right, so you're the proxy. Has that been finalized or what?
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
So they can't.
All right. So.
On you anymore?
I wanna try to get her a phone. We gotta get her a phone.
Yeah.
Now, where do I get the, homes for the nursing home to go out and so I can keep one with me?
I don't know. I got to talk to her and find out what happened to her phone and, you know.
Yeah.
If she lost it or what, or it's someplace and she can't get it, or what?
Yeah.
All right, in sight. What?
Supposedly, if you know of anybody who needs work, let me know, because I want to get somebody by her. And she'll take whoever.
All right, I'm going to see if I can go up and visit her. I got to talk with her.
Yeah, exactly.
Did they tell you the visiting hours?
There's no mention of it. Hang on, maybe if I just pop it in Google, maybe... your Google machine might do it.
I gotta find out the visiting hours.
Yeah, that's all he needs.
All right. In a sight, Dan. We're gonna go on with the show. But thanks for that information.
Yes, thanks, Dan.
Hey.
All right, hang on. Let me get to that.
All right, in a sight. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. This is our comedy show, by the way.
Yeah.
So, you want to say something funny or stupid or what? Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, we have Louie and we have Maureen. Sorry.
Nursing homes are stupid and ridiculous.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
Oh God, yes, from your mouth.
Get rid of all nursing homes in this country. We don't need them. All right, let's take a call from Maureen, and we got to get Louie in.
Okay. Here comes Maureen.
Inner sight. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me, you guys?
Yeah, we hear you.
Hardly.
Yeah, I know. My phone, I don't know what happened to my phone now.
Yeah.
So,
we're all in this phone problem lately. I don't know what's going on with our phones.
with everybody's phones? You mean a lot of
Well,
people?
Frank had a problem today. I had a problem. And you have a problem. I don't get why we're all having issues. It's weird. Yeah.
Well, I'm...
Are you on the speakerphone, Maureen?
Yeah. Yeah, because if I'm off it, nobody can hear me at all. Can you hear me
oh,
now?
Oh, lovely.
Well, that's why you sound far away.
Mm. Oh, that's worse.
I know. Now I have
yeah, to now we lost you.
Yeah, we
now?
Hear you now.
Okay, now I'm on the speaker because that's the only way people can hear me now. It's the reverse of how it works. So anyway, I'm going to have to do another tactic because we heard from the AgeWell man, and
yeah.
They can't do that. I swear, you know, it seems like I'm the problem for the handicap. They're coming up with all this crap. Oh, what if there's a fire? Well, hello. There's more chances of getting out of where she'd be moving to if there were a fire than in a nursing home with 300 people that they have to get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're just making freaking excuses. So Wednesday, I'm going to a lawyer, and I'm going to see what, and then I'm going to try a different tactic, because I have to get my mother out. She cannot
yes,
be
right.
there much longer. All she does is say, get me out of here. I hate it here.
It's
and
torturous.
I know. We can't be separated anymore. This crap has gone on way too long. Now all there's a California variant. They want this crap to go on because they want people vaccinated. They want to have money, money, money. Pfizer now wants
yeah.
to third. It's got to end. It's got to end and it's got to get out.
Yeah, so Pfizer whatever. Wants to have it with the children now.
You know, they're full of it. Give it up, Fauci. You know, yesterday you told us all to give it up. You give it up. Nobody's going to pay one bit of attention to you. People want to live their lives again. And people like him are holding us back. And I want to see
yeah.
Yeah. Inner sight is seeking an appointment with a congressman, and we
yeah.
have one of the top Republican people helping us
uh-huh.
to get that appointment. Sending this congressman the news article. About
uh-huh.
what we're trying to do, and one of the issues is that the ADA, the Americans with Disability Act, doesn't do a thing to protect the person from going into a nursing home or to help
that's
them
right.
get out.
That's
right.
right.
Absolutely.
And that has
absolutely.
To be changed.
That's right.
I mean, they got all my family, and now they want me, and they're not going to have it. Believe me, you, Frank, if they are going to try to get me, my mouth's going to be so big they won't want me in there. It will. You watch and see.
I mean, it's going to stop. My mom is in
every night
sick.
I'll be on radio, and I'll be radio. So loud, they won't want me there. They'll want me out. Yep.
We have to get what's rightfully done by us because, I mean, my mom's 86. I want to spend what time we have left together. I'm sick of sitting in a freaking kitchen every other week by myself. In
yeah, well, that's one of the things that they take advantage of. Somebody
do.
Yes,
they do.
That's right.
They know that.
What do you think they're doing?
I'm sitting here alone.
They're pressing for time.
Yes, they
that's
are.
Right. Well, they ain't going to get it because I will get her out because I'm going to do a medical...
you know what
whatever.
They want? And I'll tell you exactly how they play the game. They play the game. They want the rest of this month. That's the only thing they want. And then they'll, if they can, they'll get next month too. That's all. They want it where they can just get the month's worth of, money. And then they'll...
Well,
say,
she's
okay.
not paying them. Maureen, you're not
no,
paying them anymore, are you?
No.
Yes, I am.
But it's the...
Them.
No, it's the...
Wait a minute. Wait, hold it. Hold it. Maureen, are you
yes.
continuing to pay them?
I am for the time she's in the nursing home. I can't stop. I mean, they have to get her Social Security. What would they do? Cut her off? I can't have that happen.
I thought that money was going into your account now.
Yes, but I can't keep it. That's her money for the nursing home. I can't keep her money. Every month since it went to her, it goes to the nursing home. That and a pension check. I mean, it's a Social Security. That's how it was set up.
That's why they're giving you such a hard time.
Well,
yeah.
It's the agencies, too.
They want that money.
Well, what's wrong with the agencies? Like AgeWell. Oh, if there's a fire. Well, like I say, she's there times more of a chance of getting out in an apartment that's right there by the front door than being in a nursing home where they'd have to get 300 people out. How could that possibly be any better?
Right.
They're coming up with excuses, and I'm sure it's because I'm legally blind, because he was asking a lot of questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Everybody has a different way of doing things. If that was me, I would cut off their damn money.
Yeah, but
damn right.
Social says you can't do that.
Why not?
I don't think so.
What do you mean you can't do it? Why not? You want her out of there.
Yeah,
then you
well,
see
I'll
how
see
fast you. They'll let her go.
Yeah, they will.
No money.
When I go
yeah.
to the lawyer, I'll suggest that. I have an appointment with the lawyer.
Yeah. See what he says.
All right.
He says the same thing as Frank does. Do it. I would do it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
right. It's the only way to get her out of there. I wouldn't give them any money.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I still have a time to have that.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
All right, we got to go. We got to finish the show, Maureen. But let us know what happens.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Maureen.
Okay.
All right. Inner Sight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Channel 3 on the Spirit. And we got Louie dangling around someplace.
Yeah, here he is. Here he comes.
On Inner Sight.
And he dangled right in. Hey, Lou.
Hello.
Hi.
The one and only Louie Rivera. Welcome to you to the Frolics on the Blog Talk Radio by Inner Sight.
That's right, Lou.
Yeah.
And I was listening to Laura and Hardy on the Frolics. And make Frank Perino laugh talking about the swab to Laura and Hardy and all that, you know.
That's it.
That's
yeah, they made me laugh, too.
Really?
Yeah, my name is Lord Stan Laura. I'm talking about to Rosanna Dow, to Lauren Hardy about the swab, you know. And they went to the right bathroom to give them the love drop to the from Lauren Hardy. They gave it right to the ladies, you know.
Well, what happened when Rosanna Dow found out that the swab lied? Boy, she must have got mad.
Nah, yeah. Idiot, man. Rosanna Dow was talking to that one and only Lauren Hardy about the swab, about kill the pandemic and something. You know what I mean? And meanwhile, and I talked to Rosanna Dow, or you want to talk to Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero all about the swab, you know, and I talked to those two ladies, you know.
I'll swab you.
Swab. Yeah, listen to this. My name is Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero, bare known as Rosanna Dana, talking to the swab. And then they make them tickle their fancy, right? And we're talking to Pat Cooper a long time ago, all about it, you know. And getting them the swab,
the swab
right?
The turned
Pat
out
Cooper.
To be a slob.
No, it ain't
yeah,
got to be a slob.
Yeah.
No, it'll tickle your fancy. No tickle. No slob, just tickle your fancy all over.
Yeah. Anyway, did you shoot off any firecrackers?
Nah, I just avoid them, Frank Perino from Rosanna Dana. I don't want to get a boo boo on my arm. Sparks hit my boo boo.
I see.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
I avoided them too, Louie.
Say it again?
I avoided them also because I'm a klutz.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I enjoyed my 4th of July. And listen up. You have to talk to Buffy Casalvo on a Friday night frolic. I got to watch out for Buffy Casalvo. She's cracking a funny bone and going nuts and cracked up funny bone.
Yeah, we
got
to get Buffy
now.
To call us again.
Yeah, we got to. Tell us what happens at work. Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Would you get Buffy to call in one night?
One week from Friday. Absolutely. I gotta get Buffering on the telephony wony here.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Louie, you remember Ed Sullivan?
Hello. My name is Ed Sullivan. Welcome to our show. Around the big stage, the one and only Jim Neighbors. Hey, Jim, come here. Where are you? Come on, go over here.
Jim Neighbors, remember that guy? Golly.
It's a Sam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he played on the Andy Griffith Show, too.
And also, he's in Goma Powell, USMC, United States Marine Corps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they had him on Andy Griffith.
What's the matter?
Quiet.
What's the matter, Lou? You said Suzanne.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, why what's the matter?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I said, golly, and Shazam. That's why I just stayed on. From Rosanna, Rosanna, Dana. It's nothing, no matter.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, give us the Jim Neighbors song. You know any songs for him?
There you go.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to call cuando le vaya. Siento su puerto vibrar fuera de mí. Su palpitar, o tu cara, o su pelo, esos besos, hermano.
Oh, my God.
That's a Spanish song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or Italian.
Yeah.
I don't know if the neighbors have sang that, but that's a nice song.
Yeah.
Well, what's the name of that song, Lou?
What's that?
What's the name of that song?
Wait, hold on a second. Hey, listen. Hey, listen. Say that again, Frank. You sing.
What's the name of that song you were just singing?
Love Me With All Your Heart.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's it.
All right. In a sight. And Louie Rivera, and now stay out of the wrong bathroom. That's all I gotta say.
I can get a call for the blonde brunette too.
Yeah.
Call for blonde brunette.
Did you hear? Did you hear? You know, I heard on the news that Congress has to take up an issue of should there be a bathroom for the transsexuals. Hey,
yeah.
I like this one.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll take up our issue with the American Disability Act.
That's a little bit more. Needs to be taken into consideration.
All right, somebody's got a television on or something.
Oh, it's probably the, hold on.
You got to turn that down. Anyway, we got to get out of here.
Yep.
In a sight, want to thank all our listeners and a little crazy fun. And be with you Monday, mad or glad. Thank you so much for listening.
Seconds.
In a sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Pick us up in the Suffolk News and the ISLIP Bulletin. Around here, Suffolk County. Check it out. If you know anybody who would like to match the $2,000 donation from the Suffolk Bus Corp, we'd appreciate that very much. All right, in a sight. Be with you Monday on the Mad or Glad. Thank all of our listeners. Suzanne, co-host engineer. Thank you. In a sight. Means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Thank Joe Arion for giving us that. Goodbye,
yeah,
world. In a sight. Good night, everybody. Thank
you. Good night, everybody.
In a sight.
Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night, everyone.